Is astrology all pie in the sky, or does it have a use in modern life? Astrologer Charles Swaby runs FixTheFuture.com, a website dedicated to the practical use of astrology and numerology, and he believes there are three main benefits.
The first is that astrology is wonderful at working out whether two people would get along with each other. And the second is that it gives strong pointers to what your best talents are. If you find out and discover from astrology what those talents are, that's where you should concentrate, despite what your parents may have told you, I may say.
Now, what sort of things do you need to look at in order to discover that information?
Let's start with relationships, first of all. In the West, we rely heavily on star signs. People call it their star sign. I like to call it their sun sign. That is to say, at the moment of your birth, the sun was in your particular zodiac sign. So if you say that you are Aries, at the moment of your birth, the sun was in Aries. But the other planets were also looking through the zodiac, if you like, and it's crucially important to also look at your moon sign, the sign in which the moon resided at the moment of your birth. Now, if you've got those two in Western astrology, you can work out whether you are compatible with somebody. Please don't be fooled into thinking that by comparing just two sun signs, you can work it out. Let me give you an example. It's always said, whatever site you might go on the web, that a Scorpio and a Gemini will get on shockingly badly. The Scorpio is a deep-thinking water sign who judges everything by feelings. Geminis are an air sign. They're wonderful communicators, and they tend to flip from one thing to another. They don't necessarily think deeply. And if you put two people together with these opposite signs, the result should be disaster. And it could be, but for the fact that they might have highly compatible moon signs. If you dug down, if you found a couple, a Gemini and a Scorpio, happily married, you might be intrigued to discover that actually they shared common moon signs and that that's where they are compatible. So you have to look at both. And the Chinese have a similar system to identify compatibility as well.
Where might you find the information about what your talents could be for the future?
Well, I think there are two sources. One is really to look at Chinese astrology. That's to look at your year sign and then your month sign and your hour sign. That will give you some very good pointers. But a quicker, briefer examination is with Chinese numerology. And this looks at the numbers. Now, numbers are a fascinating way of identifying characteristics. First of all, you will find that people with an 8 in their birth date are numerate. Now, that doesn't mean to say they're going to be brilliant at maths, but what it does mean is that, generally speaking, somebody with an 8 can, at an instant, work out the odds on a race, can quickly work out percentages. They don't need to be taught. They don't even need to have O-level maths, whatever it is. They just are natural mathematicians. So they're logical and quite well-ordered. If you haven't got an 8, you are less likely to be in that line. So you're less likely to be a scientist or an astrophysicist. Then you get people who have 6s in their birth dates. Well, people with 6s are generally home-loving. If I wanted to find a good hotel in which to stay, a good B&B, I'd be looking for somebody who got a 6 or 2 6s in their birth date. You have to look across the run of it. 6 might be that you were born on the 6th day of a particular month, or you were born in June, the 6th month, or you were born in 1961. Say, somewhere there's a 6. Another example would be a 4. People born with 4s in their birth date are immensely hardworking. And they tend to work and overcome all sorts of obstacles and often go down the wrong line. They go down the wrong path because they're naturally good at working hard and they will succeed through that at almost anything. But have a look at the natural instincts and you'll find it's rather different. Say, a 7. Somebody born with a 7 is generally more spiritual, will rely more on faith. They don't need proof of concepts. They will move and accept to some degree what they are told, that they also have an overarching view of humanity, which is generally more gentle and forgiving, and they have an interest, if you like, in the ethereal arts. So if you were looking at yourself and you look at the combination of numbers under Chinese numerology, you'll get a line on which way you should be going.
That's Charles Swaby.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.